The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that really works. More, Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. As the United Nations releases its latest report on climate change, the global warming narrative has developed a slight hitch.
Since 1998, while the amount of greenhouse gas has continued to rise, the air temperature hasn't. Why not?
Good question, which we'll answer in a moment. Once upon a time, as carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere rose, so did global temperatures. But 15 years ago, temperatures started stabilizing, just as the global warming skeptics were saying. So, have we dodged a bullet? Was there a bullet to be dodged? Well, it might not be that simple.
The ocean is warming significantly. Almost each year is warmer than the previous year, and certainly each decade is warmer than the previous decade.
Dr. Brian King of Britain's National Oceanographic Center, who says the heat appears to have migrated to the oceans. So now what? CBS's Mark Phillips talked with Dr. Benny Pizer, who runs the Global Warming Policy Foundation in London, which has been a home for global warming skeptics.
Does this remove the sense of urgency?
It has already.
But it turns out there's something else going on in the oceans besides warmer temperatures. An investigation by the Seattle Times into the massive die-off of oysters off the coast of Washington State found that the carbon dioxide has been changing the ocean's chemistry, killing off shellfish, altering the behavior of fish such as pollock, so that, according to fisheries scientist Phil Levin, those rising oceans will contain fewer fish.
Different species will go up, different species will go down. On balance, it looks to us like most of the commercially caught fish species will go down.
You see, it's always something. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.